This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin on Monday defended Russia's war in Ukraine as necessary to protect the so-called motherland as Moscow flexed its military muscle at a huge parade marking the 1945 Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. Fierce battles raged in eastern Ukraine while Putin made his Victory Day speech against a backdrop of intercontinental ballistic missiles rumbling through Moscow's emblematic Red Square. Putin channeled Russian pride in its World War II triumph to mobilize support for the Ukraine invasion, now in its third month. The conflict is mired in the history between ex-Soviet neighbors Ukraine and Russia, with Putin saying the so-called special military operation in Ukraine is in part to denazify the country. Putin blamed the West and Ukraine for the current conflict, telling the parade that Russia faced a, quote, absolutely unacceptable threat and warning against the horror of a global war. The celebration in Red Square also featured some 11,000 troops and more than 130 military vehicles, although a planned military flyover was canceled. France's president warned Monday that decades could pass before Ukraine joins the European Union and proposed a new political organization to bring together countries on the continent that share EU values but are not part of the bloc. During a speech marking Europe Day in France, Emmanuel Macron said, quote, "We all know perfectly that the process of allowing Ukraine to join would take several years, in fact, probably several decades." Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN's Children's Fund, UNICEF, reports the war in Ukraine is having a devastating impact on children, with tens of thousands requiring psychological and social care. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a conversation with VOA's Flashpoint program, psychologist and child counselor with Save the Children, Anna Lemke, said children lucky enough to escape Ukraine early in the conflict may show few signs of trauma from their experience. She said children coming out of the country later are, however, a different story.
They seem almost a little bit sort of tranquilized, like they haven't, like you, that you cannot necessarily engage them in a conversation where they would do as children perhaps do normally, which is to, you know, experience, you know, exhibit being happy or being sad. They seem sort of a bit numbed.
UNICEF said 2 months of war in Ukraine is creating a child protection crisis of extraordinary proportions. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Millions of low-income Americans could be eligible for free high-speed internet service, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
This is a case where big business stepped up.
At a White House event, President Biden says 20 internet companies have agreed to provide discounted service to low-income households. That comes on top of a $30 per month government subsidy contained in the infrastructure package Congress passed last year.
In the past, 30 bucks a month meant you had to settle for a slow internet service unless you wanted to pay a heck of a lot more to out of pocket.
The administration says as many as 48 million households will be eligible for effectively free high-speed internet. And in today's world, from school, work to medical care, the president says,
high-speed internet is not a luxury any longer. It's a necessity.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth will not carry out the opening of Parliament on Tuesday as the 96-year-old monarch has had a recurrence of mobility issues, Buckingham Palace said on Monday. The latest event she will not attend because of her health. Her son and heir, Prince Charles, accompanied by his eldest son, Prince William, will step in to replace her for the grand set-piece ceremony in which the monarch set out the government's agenda, the palace said. Recapping our top story, President Vladimir Putin on Monday defended Russia's war in Ukraine as necessary to protect what he called the motherland as Moscow flexed its military muscle at a huge parade marking the 1945 Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. Fierce battles raged in eastern Ukraine while Putin made his Victory Day speech against a backdrop of intercontinental ballistic missiles rumbling through Moscow's emblematic Red Square. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.